The airport itself is small enough to feel human. You walk out of arrivals and there's a Tisak kiosk right there, which is where I got my first Croatian SIM card. 10 euros, 10 days, unlimited data. The woman behind the counter didn't blink when I fumbled my passport. She just slid the card across the counter and said, "Dobar dan," like I'd been here all along. That's the thing about Zagreb, it's not a city that performs for you. It just is. From the airport, the bus into town takes about half an hour. Cost me about 7 euros. The driver didn't check my ticket twice, but I've learned that's not the way to bet. ZET, the city transit company, runs the trams and buses, and you can buy a stored value card for about a euro 33, then top it up. A single 30-minute ride is about 53 cents. A monthly pass is 41 euros. If you're staying a week, the day pass at about 4 euros is the easy choice. But I wasn't staying a week. I was staying. My first stop was the tax administration office, Porezna Uprava, to get my OIB, the personal identification number. It's an 11-digit number that follows you to everything. Bank account, rental contract, phone bill, even buying a coffee on subscription. The office is in Donji Grad, near the main square. I'd booked an appointment online the week before, and I'm glad I did. The walk-in line was out the door. The clerk was patient with my paperwork. Took about 20 minutes. No fee. Just a piece of paper with my number on it, which I folded into my passport like it was a winning lottery ticket. Next, a bank account. I walked into Zagrebačka banka on the main square, the big, glassy one with the blue logo. I'd read that most people bank with Zagrebačka, PBEZ, Erste, Raiffeisen, OTP, or HVB. I chose Zagrebačka because their app had decent reviews and they have ATMs everywhere. The account opening needed my passport, my OIB, and proof of my rental address. That last bit, the rental address, I had to sort out first. Renting in Zagreb in summer is a game. I found a modest one-bedroom flat in Trešnjevka, a traditionally working-class district that's now full of secondhand shops and record stores and a massive open-air market. The rent is about 720 euros a month, which is on the higher side for outside the center, but it has a balcony and a washing machine. The agent wanted the first month's rent and a deposit, and the contract had to be registered with the local police for my address registration. That's the rule. If you're staying more than 30 days, you register your address. It's a formality, but it's the law. With the address done, I went back to the bank, and this time it wasn't a maze. 10 minutes at the desk, a signature on the e-banking agreement, and I had an IBAN and a banking app. That's the thing about Croatia. The mobile banking is as good as anywhere in Europe, but you'll still get cash from an ATM because the local Konoba down the street might not take card for a 2-euro coffee. By late afternoon, I was officially a resident with a phone number and a bank account. The paperwork was done. The city was still there. I walked out onto the main square, Banja Lasik Square, and it was full of people just standing around, drinking coffee, watching the tram pass. The statue of Banja Lasik, the 19th century governor, looks over the crowd with his sword pointed south, toward Dalmacija. I wondered if that's where the city's heart goes in August, south, to the coast. I took the funicular up to the upper town. It's the world's shortest, a minute and a half, maybe. They'd reopened it in May after months of restoration, so I wanted to try it while it was still new. At the top, you're on Lautrasjak Tower, and at noon it fires a cannon. I wasn't there at noon. I was there at 6, when the heat softens and the cobblestones throw long shadows. St. Mark's Church has that tiled roof with the coats of arms, Croatia, Dalmatia, Slavonia, and it's as photogenic as the postcards suggest. But what got me was the quiet. You're a 5-minute walk from the bustle below, and it's suddenly calm. I walked through Kaptol, the old bishop's part of town, and the cathedral is still wrapped in scaffolding from the 2020 earthquake. They've been repairing it for years. The twin spires you see on every postcard are still there, but the whole thing has this patient, unfinished feel, like the city itself is still putting itself back together after a bad shake. The Dolak Market sits right below the cathedral, and it's the I had dinner at Lost Struck, a little place in the upper town that does one thing, Strukli. That's the Zagreb staple, rolled dough with sweet or savory filling, baked or boiled. I had the savory one with cottage cheese and a sour cream sauce. It cost about 9 euros, which felt like nothing for a plate that filled me. The waiter, a young guy with a tattoo of a bee on his forearm, told me his grandmother makes it with walnuts. I'll try that next time. After dinner, I walked down Tausasiva Street, which is the city's social spine in summer. People spill out of bars onto the cobblestones, and there's this whole dance scene that happens in Zrinjevac Park on Friday and Saturday nights. They have free dance workshops, then a live band. I'm told that on the 1st of August, it was cha-cha-cha. I didn't join in. I sat at a bar and had a local beer, about 3.20 euros for half a liter, and watched a couple do a passable footwork pattern. The city has this pulse in summer, despite the heat, despite the construction. I should tell you about the trams. Zagreb is tearing up half its tram lines this summer. I walked past a digger on Savska Street, and the driver of Tram 7 looked like he was navigating a slalom course. They've diverted lines, replaced them with buses. It's annoying, but it's also a sign of a city investing in itself. You just need to check the ZT website before you plan a route, because the maps change weekly. The next morning, I wanted to test the living here, not touring rhythm. So I took a day trip by train to Samobor, a small town about 30 minutes west of Zagreb. The train leaves from the main station, which is a grand Austro-Hungarian building that's a bit rough around the edges. A return ticket cost about 6 euros. Samobor itself is postcard pretty. A river running through the main square, a small castle ruin on a hill. But the real reason people go is the cream cake, Kremsnita. I had one at a cafe on the square, with a proper cappuccino. The cake was about 3 euros. The coffee was 2.30. I sat there for an hour, reading a local paper, listening to the fountain. Back in Zagreb that evening, I walked up to the Mirogoj Cemetery. It sounds morbid, but it's one of the most beautiful places in the city. Ivy-covered arcades, cupolas, a stillness that feels like a park. Nobody was there. I walked the colonnades alone, and I thought about how the city has survived earthquakes, wars, all the empires that swept through. It's still here, still serving coffee, still fixing its trams. I stopped at a cabana on the way home, a proper old-school cafe in Donji Grad. I ordered a cappuccino, which came with a glass of water, as it always does. For about 2.30 euros, you can sit there for as long as you like. That's the deal. No one rushes you. The waiter doesn't give you a second look if you stay for an hour with just one cup. That's not rudeness. It's respect for the ritual. The first evening in Zagreb, I'd been too tired to do anything but fall into bed at my flat. But this second night, I went back to the rooftop terrace at Rimjak Park, where Titar Exit was having its final summer night. That was the last one, August 1st. I didn't get a seat for the show, but the terrace overlooks the city, and from up there, the lights run all the way down to the horizon. You can see the cathedral spires lit up, and below, the trams are still scratching their way through the streets. I stood there a long time, and I thought about what I'd done in 2 days. Got a number, opened an account, bought a phone plan, registered an address, eaten Struckley, danced past a cha-cha-cha, stood in a cemetery, and learned the price of coffee. That's the real arrival. Not the plane landing, but the first time you know how much a thing costs, and you don't have to think about it. That's when you start to belong. This is the beginning. The plan from here is to slow burn down the coast, working through the summer's fading heat from the busy Istrian Peninsula to the quiet outer island of Vis. But that's for later. For now, I'm here. The paperwork is done. The coffee is still warm. And the cannon will fire at noon tomorrow, whether I'm ready or not.
Dobar dan, Zagreb.
See you around.